This portion of our show brought to you by Eli's Jitney Car Service will revolutionize your commute by cutting the time in half.
Hey, Mom, Dad, may I be excused?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure, Kyle. Just to clear your plate there. Thank you. Yeah. Have a good time. Yeah. Gracie.
Oh, yeah.
Now that we're alone, next week is our 19-year anniversary, and things have been going pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, are we together?
Is this a define the relationship talk, or?
Oh, this is bad. I'm rushing things.
No, I'm glad you brought it up. We've been married 19 years, and I've always been like, what is this? You know.
Well, you know, I haven't been seeing anyone else for the past two decades. Have you? Oh, I'm sorry. Don't answer that. It's none of my business.
No. It's okay. I haven't either.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I was just thinking that I like you, and I think you like me, we've been married since 1998, and have a kid.
Oh, well, two kids.
Huh?
Don't forget, Lori's at college.
Two kids.
Yeah.
And I've been assuming we're a steady thing, but I wanted to make sure we're on the same page.
Oh, totally, same page.
Ah.
Now, does this mean I can tell people we're, you know, together?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, great, because I have this work thing coming up, and yeah, it's basically like a party. Do you want to come? I mean, no pressure.
Oh, sure. No, it sounds fun.
Okay, good, because Candace, my coworker, said I should invite the guy I'm seeing and live with and am married to and fathered my children, and I was like, what if he says no?
Wait. You told your coworker Candace about me?
Oh, well, she saw our family Christmas card with the picture from Vail and was like, ooh, who's that guy?
Oh, so awkward, huh?
You know, totally. I was like, my husband?
Labels are so weird.
You know, this feels really great to talk about. You know, I almost brought it up when we were buying the house, but I chickened out.
Yeah. I almost brought it up when I proposed.
No way.
Imagine? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So funny.
I can't believe I have to leave on a business trip to Dubuque, right as things are heating up between us.
Yeah. You know, I'll miss you so much. You better call me both nights.
Hmm. You know, maybe you could drive me to the airport so we could spend some extra time together.
Oh, I'm busy then.
I didn't say when it was.
Well, let's not rush things, okay? Call a car.
Eli's Jitney Car Service. Some things are worth taking a little more time, but getting to the airport's not one of them. Miss Serena Brooke, Tim Russell, sound effects man, Fred Newman.